careful as an orange tree of the type of the food that you nourish yourself with. Be careful of what comes to you as a child of God. Yeah. You cannot be in isolation. You cannot do without something coming to you. But you can choose to pick what you absorb unto yourself.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
Make a good tree. Make a good tree. Somebody say, make a good tree.
Make a good tree.
There are many, many places where a tree is mentioned in the Bible. All of us know what a tree is. A tree has branches, and a tree has roots. Tree has so many parts, and each part serves its own purpose. But all those parts, when they come together, is called a tree. Hallelujah. Today, when we're talking about a tree, we are talking about us as human beings, individuals, children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is expected of a tree? A tree is supposed to do what?
Produce.
It's supposed to bear fruit. Produce. What is also expected of a tree? A tree is supposed to have support. It's supposed to provide support. A tree serves so many purposes. Now, you're talking about us, you and I, children of God, we are trees. A tree is supposed to be a good one, right? True of us, we all agree. Yes. The Lord will make you a good tree in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What makes a good tree? I will divide it into two, okay? What makes a good tree is the nourishment, the type of food that a tree gets, okay? And the type of environment where a tree exists. So those two things will focus on it. On those two things for the sake of our explanation of today. Amen.
Amen.
Few references where trees are mentioned in the Bible. In Mark chapter 11, verse 12, there is an instance that Jesus Christ was going somewhere with his disciples, and he saw a fig tree. And that fig tree, they were a little bit hungry. And when they got there, they could not find any fruit. And Jesus caused the fig tree. And Jesus said, there shall no more be any fruit found on you. They went their journey and they were coming back, they found that the tree was already dried. Right? So it was expected to bear fruit. And when Jesus got there, no fruit, it became useless because Jesus caused it. Another instance, Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. What does this say? I will let you read that. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. What does this say? Let me just read here. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. That's another reference in the Bible where a tree is mentioned. Said, make a tree good, its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. That is, as a child of God, if you are a good person, a fruit that will come out of you will be good fruit. If you are not that good, what comes out of you will not be so much good. So it is very important that we talk about being a good tree in the presence of God. A good tree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another verse where we're going to dwell a little bit on is Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Matthew 7:15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, bushes, or fig from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit, you shall know them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A tree, a bad tree cannot grow good fruit. To be a fruitless tree is also not acceptable to God. A tree must bear fruit, just like Jesus caused that tree that did not bear fruit. So, as children of God, we, trees, supposed to bear good fruit. No excuse for you not to bear a good fruit. We know that if a tree bear a bad fruit, it's going to be cut down. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be punished. And if a tree does not bear a good fruit, if a tree bear a good fruit, it becomes a lot of benefit that we are still going to talk about. If a tree does not bear good fruit nor bad fruit, that tree is useless and does not supposed to exist. It will be cut down, consumed by the fire, and be completely destroyed. May we not be fruitless trees in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May we not be bearer of bad fruits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May we be bearer of good fruits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Children of God, there has to be something that comes out of us all the time. And what we're talking about is that it has to be something good. Hallelujah. Let's use an orange tree as an illustration. What is an orange tree? An orange tree, based on the name, is a tree that bears oranges. An orange tree has the tendency to bear a good, sweet, a very tasty orange. Alright? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is very nourishing. Nourishing and very refreshing. You can make orange juice out of it, whatsoever you can think of. An orange tree also has a tendency to bear a sour orange fruit. I come from an agricultural background. A sour orange tastes very, very horrible. Okay? If you eat a sour orange, your teeth will be aching for many, many days. A sour orange fruit is as good as useless. Now, on what condition that an orange tree will bear a sour fruit? We say orange tree. If that orange is getting nutrient that is not right, if the environment around that orange tree is not good, what will come out of that orange will not be tasty. Be careful as an orange tree of the type of the food that you nourish yourself with. Be careful of what comes to you as a child of God. Amen? You cannot be in isolation. You cannot do without something coming to you. But you can choose to pick what you will accept unto yourself, what you will absorb unto yourself. As a tree that is expected to bear a good fruit, always analyze what you dwell on your mind. We're talking about nourishment. Always be careful of the food that you are eating spiritually. What are the sources of nourishment as children of God? Where do we get our nourishment?
From eating good food.
As children of God, I'm not talking about normal human being now. Being a Christian, a spiritual person, where do you get nourishment from? From the Word of God. Where else can we get our nourishment from? From preaching, from someone listening to spiritual messages that can uplift you. How can we absorb bad nourishment? Gathering yourself with bad people, exposing yourself to a negative environment constantly. What you watch, what you see, these things will ultimately corrupt you. It will make you a bad tree that bear bad fruit. So it's not just to keep telling you be a good tree, that bear good fruits. There are tendencies for you to also bear bad fruits by the virtue of what you nourish yourself with. What do you listen to so often? Is it something positive or something negative? What do you entertain all the time? Is it something negative or is it something positive? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time that Jesus Christ was accused by the Pharisees. They said that Jesus allowed his disciples to eat food without washing their hands. And Jesus responded, it's not this issue of this your little rules, washing of hands before eating, that makes you a holy person. What comes into you, what you entertain in your mind, is what tells if you're a good person or a bad person. What do we expose ourselves to? What do we entertain? What do we appreciate? This can make or break you as a child of God.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
May the Lord make you a good tree that bear good fruits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 The second one, we're still going to read this Bible passage. But the second one is an exposure. Somebody say exposure.
Exposure.
Exposure. We talk about nourishment. Nourishment is also named for food. Okay? What you eat. When you eat the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you are eating the Word of God. Okay? You watch some nice sermons on TV, you are eating good food. You listen to positive messages, you are eating good food. You have friends around you that tell you something positive and godly, you are eating good food.
Yeah.
Now we're talking, now we want to talk about exposure. Somebody say exposure.
Exposure.
What is an exposure? Exposure is something you open yourself to. Something you accommodate, something that you welcome. Take for example, opening this door this morning, stepping out, you expose yourself to an outside, to the outside environment. You expose yourself to the air that is blowing. Exposure as a child of God, the environment that you keep, the association that you keep. Okay?
Yeah.
Exposure, the type of people that you work with, the type of friend that you keep. Exposure is where you find yourself, in a simple language. What are you exposed to as a child of God? Question yourself and evaluate it. Now, I want us to go to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 17 to 20. What does it say? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile
a man.
What you entertain, hallelujah,
amen.
What you entertain, somebody say, what I entertain,
entertain
will make me.
Amen.
Say it again, what I entertain will make me. If you are going to be an hostile person, the thought that you entertain that makes you to focus on the type of makeup that I don't even like that type of makeup. Or I don't even like short people. I don't like white people. I don't like black. I don't like tall. I don't like this. I don't like that. When you continue to dwell on it, eventually you become a bad person. Amen?
Amen.
The thought, they said evil thought is like birds that is flying. You cannot prevent an evil thought from popping up on your mind.
Uh-huh.
But you have the choice not to allow the bird that is flying to nest on your head.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know many of us, sometimes when an evil thought comes to our mind, we start to fight ourselves. Okay? Listen, it's like a bird that is flying. But you can choose not to dwell on that thought. The choice not to dwell on it is still in your hands. The devil himself cannot force you to dwell on a bad thought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell yourself that you are going to be a good fruit. That bear a good tree that bear a good fruit.
I'm going to be a good tree that bears good fruit.
We are going to pray this into our lives this morning. What are the benefits that we get by being a good tree that bear a good fruit? That bear good fruits, not just one. What benefits do we get?
Our lives will be meaningful.
Our lives will be meaningful. Let me tell you something. There's something about God. God works with people of plain minds.
Pastor, I hear you, sir.
It's not about being spiritual. Or being overly spiritual, or appearing spiritual. If you are a person with a plain mind, the Lord will work with you.
I hear you, sir.
That is why you just realize that you go to church all the time, you pray, you fast. Somebody that is not as spiritual as you are is making some hedges. Much better, and you are still struggling. You might not be the one at blame. There's still something that is didn't mention yet. The environment that you find yourself. Some of us, we cannot change it. Take for example, you happen to marry a spouse that you and each other, you get on each other's nerve all the time. You have the tendency to take that to work and become aggressive towards somebody that doesn't even know what is happening in your life. True of us.
Yes.
That one may be a little bit tough for you to adjust, but with God's help, things will work out. Because that's why we are serving God. But there are other things that we can control. Take for example, you find yourself among people that always put you down. It's not that you don't know what is going on. You know they are putting you down all the time. They are stepping on your toes. They are aggravating you. And that is what makes them to, that is their form. They get out of it. They're always jumping on your case. So you become so hungry all the time. Hungry all the time. My friend, you will become a bad tree. It wasn't your fault. Are we listening? It was not your fault. But because of that type of environment, you will eventually become a bad person. You will not bear a positive tree that God wants you to bear. What should you do? Step away from that zone. That does not belong to you. If you find yourself in a negative environment constantly, I'm not talking about periodically, I'm not talking about occasionally. Constantly, my friend, you need to change that environment. It's not good for you. Do you know what you will lose in the process? You will lose intuition. You will not be able to reason very well. You will not be able to make decisions that is progressive in life. You will be living an angry life. You will be depressed. Your life will sit in one position. You will not move forward. You will not be a good tree. I'm just doing my job as a pastor. I'm supposed to tell you all these things. I'm supposed to be there for you as a brother. That's why I'm telling you all this.
That's practical. I'll show some.
So, understand that you, a child of God, you are supposed to bear good fruit all the time. You're supposed to be a positive person. Your life's supposed to be advancing. There has to be a progress, some progress in your life all the time. And don't allow the devil to stop you under whatever condition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall be a good tree that bear good fruits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, if you are a good tree that bear good fruits, what do we get? We get a lot of benefits. Hallelujah. Listen, I walk to the farm. This tree that I planted, it bear good fruits. I pluck the fruits. I eat the fruits. I'm blessed, right?
Yeah.
I'm nourished. I eat the fruit of my labor, right?
Yeah.
That's what God wants from you.
Yeah.
If you are a good tree that bear good fruits, you will eat out of it.
Amen.
Your children will eat out of it.
Amen.
Your great-grandchildren will eat out of it.
Amen.
You know what else? Your friends will eat out of it.
Amen.
Your family will eat out of it.
Amen.
Even the whole world will eat out of it.
Amen.
So is it not a good thing to bear good fruit?
Yeah.
It is.
Blessing to Adam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today you are going to pray into your life. God, everything that is making you not to bear good fruit, get rid of it for me.
Amen.
Those that I can control, give me power to control them.
Amen.
Those that I cannot control, help me to control them. Please let us get on our feet and pray that prayer.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.